The New Economy Initiative is a special project of the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. And what they do as an organization is they work to build an inclusive network of support basically for entrepreneurs and small businesses in Southeast Michigan. And we're very grateful at the Arab American Women's Business Council because we are one of the awardees. And we've been working on an incredible groundbreaking project with them over the past year. It's been about 8 months now. And through this project, we have been able to connect Arab American for-profit small business owners in Michigan with the resources they need to sustain or scale their operations.
And as part of this project, you conducted a survey. Can you talk to me more about that?
The survey we conducted with the small business owners was really geared around understanding in a very nuanced way what their needs were. And so we asked a number of questions that I believe other connectors who were awarded this grant as well were asking in order to streamline the data and information. Some of the questions we asked in the survey were obviously demographic. The others were around the zip code. So we know that there are patterns of things that Arab American small business owners are experiencing collectively. As a group. Sometimes those needs vary depending on the actual small business owner, the industry they're in, the city or zip code they're in. So we wanted to have an opportunity to understand from a qualitative perspective what that business owner's unique needs are in order to better connect them with the resources they would need for their specific business.
And can you talk to me about some of the common themes that came up when you conducted the survey?
There was a need for marketing and sales to attract new clients or customers, capital funding or grants for various needs, such as purchasing equipment or acquiring inventory, purchasing healthcare for employees, payroll, professional development training and workshops, just basic networking opportunities, branding.
Can you talk to me about how many people you're serving through the AAWBC and this committee?
We've been able to successfully support over 150 Arab American small business owners. So we are on par right now to serving 200 total small businesses by the end of the year. We have partner organizations and resources that can support them.
And can you talk about why does this matter in Metro Detroit? Specifically, is data collected like this about the Arab American community and how does that impact the work you're doing?
It's very important that the Arab American community is a community that is a quote unquote invisible minority. So unfortunately, we still aren't recognized by the federal government in terms of collecting data on us and counting us accurately in the census. And so there's a lack of data and metrics and knowledge about our community and specifically our community's need. For this type of work that I'm doing with the AAWBC, it's important to get this data because we need to serve people and meet them where they're at. And the only way we can do that is if we have knowledge around what people's needs are, and we have to first do that by identifying them. So over the past 15 years, our founder did a great job of cultivating a community where Arab American small business owners who are women had a space and place where they could feel that they belonged and that their needs were being listened to and met. And we hope to continue partnering with other organizations as we create an experience of authentic sense of belonging, where entrepreneurs come to gain knowledge, where they have opportunities for mentorship.
After this data is collected and you're meeting with these people one-on-one and finding out what they need, what are some future projects or initiatives that will take place?
All the information from the other awardees who were granted the work as well, the information we've collected will be used to create a hub that then other people can use to access the information they need. And we really want to make it user-friendly for the small businesses as well as the community in general so that they can come to one place and help. And also this hub or this, you know, future platform that's going to be made available by NEI instead of having to go to several different organizations or several different platforms. So it streamlines the information. Additionally, it makes it easier for all of us in the entrepreneurial ecosystem to share information and really mitigating or curtailing the burden that they might feel in having to go to multiple organizations or access multiple platforms. So Arab American small business owners are an important thread woven into the economic fabric that sustains our region, our state, and our country.